Joel Schumacher had seen a close-up at the very end of the film of me watching Sean Penn going to a courtroom. And I had black hair at the time. It's a film that I really don't resemble what I normally look like on any level. But Joel saw that close-up and said, oh, I'd like to see him for this film. And he had me come in, and we had a reading, and we got on very well. My character happened to have the kind of really cool lines at the end of a scene. You know, he'd have the one great line. And so I'm deeply grateful. I don't know a single teenager that doesn't want to kind of pretend or at least try to look like a rock star for a moment. I've been very fortunate over the course of my career to do a lot of films. But I would have to say by far, if there was a single film that I felt I was associated with, it was Lost Boys. The phenomenal thing about Lost Boys is how it grew over time. It made it financially for the studio made an impact from day one, but it really grew into being a cult or a cultish, iconic kind of movie down the road, where you would start to see it in art house theaters at a midnight showing and things like that, and then was probably one of the top five most successful videos in Warner Brothers history. When I had first read the original screenplay for Lost Boys, I was a little concerned because the whole thing had been written really for 13 and 14 year olds to play it, and it was Joel who kind of started to stretch some of the characters' ages out. So I would be 18, Jason Patrick was, I think, in his early 20s. And so the picture got broader. It was also at a really young point in my career when I certainly had not done enough work to get a sense of what was going to be good or what was going to be bad. And so a lot of trust was required between myself as an actor and a director. And Joel had such a fantastic sense of style that I remember knowing that this was going to be special. No one had costumes. No film at that time had costumes like that or had a look like that. And you could just see it. You could see it from the sets to the wardrobe to the makeup all the way down the line. And I remember being just amazed to just see from the original screenplay that I read to watching the movie that he was making, they were really two completely different entities. And that's when I started to realize the incredible power a director has. I just think Joel has so much foresight as a director, as a filmmaker. And for him to actually have a film where he's allowed to become as explosive and expressive with the wardrobe elements and the set design. And you have to understand that Joel's basically done every job through the course of his career, from writer on up and writer on down. In film, from costume designer, production designer, right across the board. So he really, in this, the film lent itself to someone being able to have their hands in all of that.